The War in the Air, 1939 to 1945. An anthology of personal experience selected and edited by Gavin Lyle. With an introduction by Max Arthur.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For freedom's battle once begun, bequeathed by bleeding sire to son, though baffled oft is ever won. Lord Byron, the Giaour. Born in 1932, Gavin Lyle read English literature at Pembroke College, Cambridge. He was an RAF pilot and worked as a journalist with Picture Post and the Sunday Times. His books include The Wrong Side of the Sky, Midnight Plus One, Operation Warboard, and Spy's Honour. He died in 2003. Introduction by Max Arthur. Gavin Lyle, who edited the original edition of The War in the Air, was himself a National Service pilot during the 1950s, flying Tiger Moths and Meteors. A particularly fine writer, he was the ideal choice to edit this anthology of the Royal Air Force in the Second World War. He wisely adopts a chronological approach to the subject, and starts the book with one of the most famous flyers, Guy Gibson, who was later to lead the Dambusters raid. Already a professional pilot in September 1939, at the age of 21, Gibson recalled the days before Britain actually declared war, a world about to go mad. For us, a funny feeling that the next day we might not be in this world. After the phony war in April 1940, British troops...